Ox in metal. I woke up and an ox was at the window, gold and silver, like the dawn's dapple around it, and I asked it, "Are you the ox of this lunar new you whose element is metal?" I once wrote a long poem, The Year of the Ox, but that ox was earthen. I said that I was an old, slow ox with my and my element was earth. Nevertheless, have you come to greet your brethren? The vapour from its nostrils was like that of an engine. The vapour from its nostrils smelt of grassy warmth and vegetables. It was clearly organic, no meltable totem. The dawn behind it was pure ruby in the paper bags. Then the dawn behind it eased to precious metal. The ox's eyes were meditative, helpful, with the enhanced perceptions of a beast of burden, or indeed all fated quadrupeds. It answered Socratically my question with a question. Do you invest in cryptocurrency at all? I said, I know your being metal is traditional this year, as romantic as all else from ancient China, but I also wondered if it might be fortuitous from the point of view of the rumoured Great Reset, in which Europeans have withdrawn their gold from America, anticipating the landslide of the stock exchange and dollar, and plan to return to the gold standard and silver. With a hedge in crypto, as you say, although to answer your question, I assumed Musk's recent crypto binge was some ploy of Israeli intelligence, whether the army or Mossad, to shake up the Americans, sort of economic Epsteinism. But no, I wouldn't trust the stuff myself. I admire your lustrous metal, though. You are like the sleek gold boats, which were the first Chinese currency. Surely you are not in any way composed of crypto. It pondered, no, I seem to be entirely alive. The metal in me moves as flesh and bone, not ornament, artifact, or abstract. I agreed, yes, the earth of which I am made is also incarnate. The furrows I deepen cough back my straining breath. The ox tilted its huge horn, almost too large for a modern species, more like those worn by an extinct aurochs in a gold and silver glade, as if it were in restless meditation. It lowed like a whole abattoir in guttural desperation, but then seemed to brace itself. It allowed itself to be petted, and I rubbed its forehead with my forehead, a medicinal gesture soothing pain, accustomed in our breed. I tried, of course, as well as return to metals as currency. The suggested conspiracy in the reset is to deindustrialize and reduce the population so that it is controlled by reserve-owning Davos-style elites, hence attacking Russia, China, your new moon's Silk Road, but not the power of the military-industrial complex. But the ox's shrug was simpler. You are yoked to trudge your stumbling furrows longer. Your skin, like mine, will turn to golden armour.